amen. Praise the Lord for the special music this morning, and what a blessing it has already been just being in the Lord's house. If you have your Bibles with you, if you look with me to the book of Psalms in chapter 63, we'll be in the book of Psalms today, and chapter 63 has got 11 verses. We'll read all 11 verses. Psalms chapter 63, if you'll stand with me, if you're able to, we'll read the Word of God together. As I read, you can follow right along with me. Psalms chapter 63, verse 1, the Bible says, O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see Thy power and Thy glory, so as I have seen Thee in the sanctuary. Because Thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in Thy name. O my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise Thee with joyful lips. When I remember Thee upon my bed and meditate on Thee in the night watches, because Thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of Thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after Thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we bow before you today, it is a blessing to be in church. Thank you for the opportunity made available to each one that's here. And then each one that's here that take advantage of it. And Father, now as I just look to this passage of Scripture, I believe this is where you'd have us to be this morning. You knew who was going to be here. You know what kind of spiritual needs are represented. Pray that you would give each one that ear to hear what you have for them individually. I pray that you would use me once again as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. For this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Psalms chapter 63, this is a psalm of King David's. David would have written this after living on the run from Absalom. Absalom was David's own son. He turned the people against David and seized David's throne, forced David to flee Jerusalem. To once again live among the rocks. No doubt, with this taking place, David would have been struggling with life. How could this happen? What's going on? Why would God allow this to happen? David had tried to do what was right by his son Absalom, even though Absalom had killed his other brother Amnon. David restored him back into the kingdom, and then Absalom used that to take advantage of David, turned the people against him. His own son betrayed him, wanted him dead. I can only imagine what would be going through the heart and the mind of King David, realizing what had taken place. David was even thinking of giving up and letting Absalom have it. Thinking of taking his own life, I don't know. Thinking of just presenting himself to Absalom, letting Absalom take his life. But I know that he had those thoughts as we look back into, let me just read this to you, 2 Samuel, in 2 Samuel chapter 18, this is what David would say after Absalom had been actually killed. The Bible says, and the king was much moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went, thus he said, O my son Absalom, my son Absalom, Would God I have died for thee, O Absalom, my son, my son. Just to give you a little insight into the turmoil that was going on in David's own heart and mind, his soul. A very difficult time of life. I think all of us, if you have not been in a difficult time of life, you're going to have to go through one. In our lifetimes, we go through many difficult times. I find myself from time to time going through some very difficult circumstances and situations, whether it's through my own personal life or through my family or through a church family. And just wondering some of the very same things, and what is God doing? Why would he allow that? Struggling with some things. Well, Psalms chapter 63, David, under the inspiration of God, reveals what got him through it. And I think we can learn from that. We can benefit from that. Verses 1 through 4, and I love verses 1 through 4, having God to turn to is most powerful. And David very clearly reveals that, O God, thou art my God, and early will I seek thee. So David very clearly reveals that he had God. He knew that he had God to turn to. God was real to David. And having God real in our lives, can't imagine people that don't have that as they go through some of the tragedies of life. Most who do not have that will turn to alcohol, trying to just block it out, possibly drugs. Some, if they don't go to alcohol and drugs, they'll go to physical pleasures, which can be an addiction as well, whether it be a sexual addiction or even a food addiction. They just look to do whatever they have to do to make themselves feel better. They find temporary relief in whatever that might be, but it is only temporary. And in time, makes it worse. Alcohol has never cured anybody's problems. It's only made it worse. Drugs have never cured anybody's problems. It just makes it worse. Giving in to physical pleasures has never cured anybody's problems. It's always just made it worse. In Proverbs 19:23, the Bible says, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. Shall abide satisfied. And we find that's exactly what David would say in verse 5, when it says, my soul shall be satisfied. Now, if you look at the 1828 Webster Dictionary of the English language, and this is the genuine, the definition that we need to look to when we're studying the Word of God, that word satisfied means this: the state of being which results from the full gratification. It's a state of being. The state of being which results from the full gratification of desire, expectation, contentment. Full gratification. Satisfied. So David says, my soul shall be satisfied, even though he's battling a lot of different things. Going through questioning himself, is it my fault? Is this come about because of the judgment upon my sin? It's affected my entire family. My own son now wants me, his own father, dead. He says, my soul shall be satisfied. Verse 6, it says, when? And verse 7 says, because. I want to preach to you, satisfying your soul, 2 points. When and because. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. David says, my soul shall be satisfied when I remember thee upon my bed. The question I want to ask you with this first point is, after we make it through the day, can I tell you that most people have a routine? And when things are going astray and you're really struggling with whatever, you know, you just go through the routine. Most people, what you do on Monday, you do every Monday. What you do on Tuesday, what you do on Wednesday, you kind of get through the day. You automatically get up, and when you automatically get up, you know the first thing you want to do is turn on the coffee pot. Or either you have it like we do, automatically set up to go turn on itself, and so instead of having to wait for it to heat up, we just go and get a cup. And then you go through your routines that you normally do on a Monday or whatever that might be, and you just kind of automatically, after a while, you just do it. Your body knows, you go through this, you got to have this and this, and next is taking the shower, doing this, doing that. You go to work, and work's already, you know what you're going to do at work. And you just kind of go through the motions on whatever day it might be. Most people have a routine, and you can block out things from your heart and your mind. You can block out the imagination. Even when you're going through a tough time, you just want to stay in a routine because you can make it through the day just going through the routine. But then what happens when you try to pillow your head at night? It's very important. Because the imagination gets worse at night. There's something about night, and Satan loves the darkness. If the kids are going to get sick, it's going to happen in the middle of the night. Those midnight hours, when we're left to our own thoughts, and the mind just won't shut down, and things are coming and going and flying through my mind, and Satan's able to present suggestions to the mind. He can't force you to do anything, but he can surely put suggestions in your heart and your mind, and he can make you think the very worst. The imagination usually goes to the worst scenario situation. What do you think about at night? A spiritual battle for the mind. The old devil works overtime when we're going through a very tough situation in life at night. David writes, when I remember thee. Not remembering thee. Now, I believe we ought to always be aware of God. We pray without ceasing. We need to be aware of God in the morning. We need to be aware of God in the afternoon. We need to be aware of God in the evening. That's why throughout the day you ought to be praying. If nothing else, when you eat, you ought to thank God for your food, because that's allowing you to be mindful of God all day long. But again, you just go through the routine of the day, and you can make it through the day. That's not a hard thing to do. Sometimes you just stay in a routine. The routine will help you to just keep going. But when you pillow your head at night, what's on your heart and your mind? What are you doing? It's going to make a determination of how you get through the tough times. And David said, I remembered thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. He goes on, verse 7, he says, thou hast been my help. So really, what he's doing here, he says, when I remember thee and the help that you've been to me. I remember thee and understand that you've been my help. If you have God, you know that he designed us to know and communicate with him. God has made a way for his children to be able to communicate with him. First of all, to know him beyond the shadow of a doubt. I believe in God and I know God, not based upon feelings, because can I tell you, sometimes feelings are going to let me down. But the word of God is etched in stone. The Word of God is true. The Word of God is factual. God has preserved His Word for me, first of all, that I might know that He's real. He's told me everything that I can understand and know about Him. And when you know what the Bible says about God, then you have that knowledge, you have that understanding. And once you know that God is real, then you understand that He has given me a tool by which I can communicate with God. That's prayer. And I can pray at any moment. I can pray anytime. If I have faith to believe in God, then I have faith that will lead me to know that I can communicate with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the Creator of all things. When I pillow my head at night, no matter what kind of battles I'm fighting, no matter what kind of things that's going through my head and how the imagination wants to run wild, if I just remember my God and I remember what He's done for me, it'll help bring satisfaction to the soul. David had much to remember. David could go back to the beginning of humanity. He had the Pentateuch. He had the five books of the law, the books of Moses. And he could go back and he could read and he could understand where he came from. He could understand that God created Adam and Eve. God created them good. God created them and blessed them with the earth and prepared everything for their habitation. And when they sinned, as David would have been aware of his sin, there was consequences to his sins, but David would have been able to look back and think of Adam and realize that even though Adam sinned and he did that which God said you shall not to do, and if you do, you shall surely die, he could remember back and think about how God delivered Adam from the serpent's stronghold. Even though he sinned, God still loved him. Even though Adam sinned, God prepared a sacrifice. Even though he sinned, God wanted to reconcile him back to himself. And David had that to think about. David not only would have had Adam to think about as God delivered Adam from the serpent, he would have thought about Noah. When the whole world had sinned. And God was going to judge the world and God was going to destroy the world with a flood. But he could think about how that he delivered Noah. We think that our sin, we think that our circumstances are overwhelming until you start thinking back to the remembrances that God has given to us. What about the remembrance of Adam? What about the remembrances of Noah, knowing that what was happening and knowing that God was going to destroy the world? But even though God destroyed the world with the flood and everything in it, he saved Noah. The very same God that David knew and the very same God that David was communicating with, he could go back and he could say, yes, even though the whole world was being destroyed, God is able to deliver. Yeah. He could think about and remember Israel, God's chosen people. And how that God had led them to the Egypt and how God through that had allowed them to grow into a mighty people until Egypt started treating them as slaves and started making their life miserable. Then God delivered them out of Egyptian bondage. Egypt at that time would have had one of the most powerful armies there was. How in the world could a group of slaves overpower a most powerful Egyptian army? And then he would remember how God delivered them from the hand of Pharaoh. Now that God not only delivered them out of the hand of Pharaoh, but as they was leaving Egypt and going to the land that he had promised them, a land flowing with milk and honey, God would deliver them again by parting the Red Sea, giving them water out of a rock in the desert, feeding them with manna. But I'm saying that David had all these things at his hands to be able to remember who his God was and is. He was able to remember, no matter what they did, that God was, his grace was greater than their sin.
Amen.
When sin abounds, grace much more abounds. As they would look to God, God would deliver them. And then he would have a personal experience. It's not written down yet, but he would be able to remember back a personal experience when he had to go out against a lion and a bear to be able to do his job and protect his sheep. And how God, even as a ruddy young teenager, he was able to take a lion and pull his jaws apart. And how he was able, when the bear come against him, he was able to slay this bear, which gave him confidence to know that when he would be faced against a giant of the Philistines, a Goliath. Now he's laying on his pillow at night and all these thoughts are running through his mind. And he says, I'm going to control what I think about, and I'm going to choose to remember my God. In the midnight hour, I'm going to choose to remember what God's done. And how that he delivered me from the giant. And then something unbelievable. He allowed a shepherd boy to become the king of Israel. Hey, man! Yeah. When? My soul, I can find some satisfaction. I can be satisfied within my heart when I go through the routine on the daytime. That's easy. We can get through that. But when you pillow your head at night, can I tell you, that's when all the demons are going to come out. But when you know God, yeah, I remember thee. Thou hast been my help. These remembrances at night would satisfy his soul. Can I tell you, today we have all of those and more to remember? 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. If you know God, you have faith to believe in God, you have all that David had and more. Because what we have now is not only the Old Testament, we have the New Testament. We have the calendar, the Christian calendar, to remind us that there was a day when Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, was born, a man. God became flesh and dwelt among us. There was a day and time when that very same God who became man hung on Calvary's cross, paying a sin debt we all owe and could not pay. But he had us in mind, every one of us in mind. When I think back of the cross, I think of Jesus knowing Dan Tidd and knowing that some 2,000 years later, what he was doing some 2,000 years ago would give Dan Tidd an opportunity to have everlasting life and to be forgiven of whatever sins he had ever committed and deliver him from a place of hell and give him an eternal home in heaven. Woo! Yeah! You can put your name there. Because he knew you. 2,000 years ago, God knew that he was dying for you, paying your sin debt. And when you pillow your head at night, and no matter what you've got going on in your life, if you choose to remember who God is and what he's done for you, listen to me, you can start shouting for joy. You can rejoice from the bottom of your heart. Your soul can be satisfied. Yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. This is one of the reasons we have this ordinance that God gave the church for all believers to remember. For I have received, verse 23, I have received the Lord, Paul writes here to the church, that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. No better time to remember that. When you're going through some struggles of life, and you pillow your head at night, and all the demons want to attack, and you remember Christ. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is a new testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Remember me. You'll need to. That's what he's saying. You'll need to. Because there's going to come some very difficult times that you're going to have to make it through. You might allow your routine to get you through some of it during the day. You can do that. But there's going to come a time in that day that you're going to have to face all the thoughts and the imaginations of the mind and all the spiritual battles that will take place. Remember me. Remember God and what he's done for me. Can I tell you, if you get a hold of that, be ready to start shouting at midnight. You might wake up the wife, you might wake up the husband, you might wake up the kids, but you're shouting for joy. Instead of letting all that to destroy you, instead of letting Satan control your thoughts and your mind and taking you down a track that you don't want to go, you can remember God and you can remember what he's done for you and you can have your soul satisfied. And when your soul is satisfied, you are praising him. At midnight. That's when. And then if you go back, there is a because. I want to understand that. I'm not going to be long here. This is a pretty short one here, but I want you to see it. The when. And then he says, because. Now he says, thou hast been my help. That goes back to when I remember that. When I remember God and that he has done everything for me in the past, all the past blessings of God. Therefore, because, and then jump to therefore, once I've remembered all that, once I've done the when, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Amen. David knew what God had done for him up to that point, and now he says, because I find myself in the shadow of his wings. Not only remembering what God has already done, but what he will continue to do for the duration of my life. If I can have faith to know this, where I am in position with God, I can be satisfied in my soul. In the shadow of thy wings. In, that's current, that's present. Matthew chapter 23, and write it down, let me just read it to you. Matthew chapter 23, Jesus is teaching here. In verse 37, Matthew chapter 23 and verse 37, he says this, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee. That's what they had been doing. That is their past sins. How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. He says it's available to you. The Bible says that God is a rewarder of all those who diligently seek him. If you are doing your due diligence and seeking after God, and you want God's help, and you know Him to be real, and you understand what He's done for you in the past, you can, because of what He's done in the past, understand what He's doing now and what He will continue to do for the rest of your life. He will keep you under His wings if you seek Him. And by seeking Him, it is you yielding your will to His will and saying, God, I want to do whatever it is you want me to do. I want to live the life that you want me to live. I want to accomplish what you have for me to accomplish. I want to give my life to service to Thee. And if you do that, you can, at the midnight, and you pillow your head at night because of what He's done for you, you can also understand, I'm in His. No matter what the devil want to convince me of, under His wings, He's protecting me from any kind of satanic harm. Whatever He allows in my life, it's for something good to come out of it. He has a purpose for me today. He has a purpose for me tomorrow. He has a purpose for my life all the way till He takes me out of this world. And when you understand that and you have faith to believe that, can I tell you what you'll find? You'll find satisfaction to your soul, and you'll rejoice in God your Savior. Even in the midnight hour. And I should say, especially in the midnight hour. In the most difficult circumstances of life, we can understand what David's going through. The most difficult circumstances, trying to realize, is it because of my sin with Bathsheba? Is it because of my failures that all this has taken place? My son Absalom killed my other son Amnon. I felt so convicted that I let him come back in because I felt it was my fault that he did it. When I let him come back in, then he took advantage of that and turned the people against me. And now I'm having to run, be on the run. My own son now wants me dead. He's taken my throne. Can it get any worse? But he said, my soul was satisfied when and because. And you can find that same comfort when and because. If I could have every head bowed. Are you going through the motions? You make it through the day. But if you don't turn to God, you're going to turn to something that's going to make it worse in the long run. Alcohol is not the answer. Drugs are not the answer. Physical pleasures, not the answer. Turning to an Almighty God, that's the answer. That's the help. The grace to help in our time of need that we're looking for. Father, we bow before You. Thank You, Lord God, for David, what he went through and what You was able to share with him that he penned for us to glean from. Oh, how we want that very same soul satisfaction, that peace that You have. Lord, I know it has to be found, first of all, in salvation, knowing who God is. And then a surrender of our will to Your will, to know that I am under Your wings. Lord, You know what's taken place, and each and every one that's here, You know what they have need of, and I pray for each one right now, God, that they would not only take in this message, but they would make whatever decisions You want them to make right now. Bless in this invitation time. In Jesus' name.